The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 17 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we are listening to a podcast called Uncanny Robots. So the first thing I would say to you is, what do you think this show is about? And so, because I was like, I don't know, because to me, okay. Well, here's what it is. Listen to a fine collection of surreal and hilarious AI-generated short stories read by Bram Stoker, award finalist, and Clarion West 2015 graduate Teresa Matsura, and sound designer Rich Pav. So basically some voiceover people and an engineer got together and read some stories that were written by AI. Remember, they're surreal and hilarious. You can find them at Uncanny. Now, if you're not sure how to spell that, it's UncannY robotpodcast.com. One more time, uncannyrobotpodcast.com. Maybe it's in your desk drawer or it's sitting on your dresser laughing at you. You know what I'm talking about. It's that microphone that you bought back in 2020. You had something to say and you were going to say it. And now it's 2023 and your brain has convinced you, yeah, that's a bad idea. And you say things like, well, I was bored during the pandemic. And if that's true, well, you're not the person I'm trying to reach. I'm talking to the person who had a solid idea with lots of passion and experience and personality. They just need some help and advice. And if that's you, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener today and get access to courses, an awesome podcasting community, and as much one-on-one coaching as you need. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose or worry about. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener, and let's see what we can do together. All right, and it goes a little something like this.
Every aspect of the Uncanny Robot podcast is brought to life with the help of artificial intelligence, from the stories we tell, to the music and artwork, and even to this description itself. Hosted by Bram Stoker-nominated author Teresa Matsura and sound designer Rich Pav, Uncanny Robot celebrates the most innovative works people have created with artificial intelligence. We invite you to sit back, relax, listen to a fine collection of AI-generated short stories, and if you like, submit one of your own.
All right, I'm ready to hear this now.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, God.
No, why is that funny?
Take two.
No, it's what I call you all the time. Let's go with it. Buddy, you're my buddy.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, Jesus. You're not going to stop, are you?
This could have been edited out, just for the
record. The answer to that is no.
You know, once you get it right, you could do it.
So this is our second episode.
It almost took as long as the first episode to get out.
That explains
why. You want to know why?
Well, we're going to go into that later.
Yeah, we don't want to hear it now.
What is our episode about today?
I'd like to hear a story.
We've already said that each episode has a theme.
Right.
What was the last theme?
It was death.
No, it was upbeat stories about death. We had to change that because although it was about death, there was some sweetness in
there.
Why
are you telling me about last week's? Tell me about this week's.
Second episode.
Is about
death. Oh, sorry. I just blew out the mic, didn't I?
You did. But
not dead. Death.
Yeah, not dead. Yeah, okay. So the second episode is about not being dead.
We're getting better.
Okay, I'm going to hop in here just for a quick second. That wasn't like horrible, horrible. Like, oh my God, I'm tuning out horrible. It just sounds like you didn't practice and you're just kind of winging it here when it could have been a whole lot smoother. So not horrible, but it could have sounded more professional with a little more flow instead of introducing the show three different times.
More specifically,
my story is about Elvis still being alive and being that's crazy.
Is that him or is that the AI?
AI wrote the whole story. I just said, hey, AI, Elvis is still alive. Tell me a story. And it went, okay. And it wrote me a story.
And it could have been as simple as this. Hey, Terry. Hey, Brian, what do you have for me today? Hey, I typed Elvis is alive into AI and said, tell me a story. And here's what came out. And we're right to the story.
Terry, what's your story about?
Like that.
My story is about the crazy life Jim Morrison has been living the past 50 years on the Seychelles, working in the Hotel California.
Now,
alrighty.
Did you just spoil it?
Be sure to listen to the end, because we're going to do a walkthrough on the easiest way that you can get started writing your own AI stories. And I'm also going to talk a little bit about how I used AI to create the music that's in this episode.
Cool.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Let's start with Elvis.
Now, hopefully you can hear how that introduction was so much better than the introduction of the first one. And all this other stuff you're putting at the end and getting to the stories. Awesome.
Let's do that.
You're listening to Uncanny Robot. Machine written stories. Read by a human. Read by a human.
By now, everyone knows that Elvis Presley didn't actually die of a heart attack in August 1977 at the age of 42. The entire world was shocked when Elvis, accompanied by his mother, Gladys Presley, walked into an NBC studio and revealed that he faked his own death with the help of the CIA.
All right.
For all these years, he's been living in exile in Switzerland.
Nice.
He's now 80 years old, and his health isn't what it used to be.
Really?
But in this day and age, this is probably one of the best things he's ever done.
Dying?
Elvis didn't initially want to make public appearances after his alleged death and asked that his name not be used at all. Elvis faked his own death because he was worried that the federal government was going to force him to join the military and be brainwashed.
Okay.
The truth is, he didn't want to be part of this corrupt, evil, immoral, and unjust system. He just wanted to be left alone.
Thank you.
And go on a long vacation.
Thank you very much.
What would you have done if you were Elvis in 1977?
Fired.
Would
my
you have
manager.
Made the same decisions he made? I think most people would have. This is just one of the many reasons why I used to believe Elvis Presley was one of the greatest human beings to have ever lived on this planet. There are millions and millions of Elvis fans around the world. We are all the same. All of us. Everyday people. We're the people who listen to his music and sing along, and we're the ones who remember him, who look at pictures of him, and talk about him and his life.
Okay.
He is everywhere. He's in the clothes we wear, the cars we drive, the way we walk, the way we talk,
mm-hmm.
the way we look.
Yeah.
He's in our bedrooms.
Ooh.
We all still listen to his music.
Not really.
We still love his songs.
Not really.
We still dream that we are like him.
Not really.
He was my best friend, I think.
Wow.
That's what people used to say to me sometimes.
Wow.
My Elvis.
Ooh.
My best friend.
Yeesh.
My Elvis.
Okie dokie.
In my bedroom, Elvis was my hero.
You need a special test.
I was 12 years old when Elvis allegedly died.
Holy cow. Well, here's the fun thing about this. Like I said, I've already mentioned the intro there for a second episode. Please remember this. You don't have to release everything you record. And so that intro was a little, there was nerves. I think really what was going on there is you were nervous. You're not sure what to say. And you could have this written out. It's like, hey, welcome to the, you know, Uncanny Robot, where we do such and such, which you have your intro explains. I know exactly what I'm getting into. And then you could just introduce yourselves. Hey, Brian. Hey, Mindy. Hey, Bitsy and Steve and Julie and whoever else is Pav. I think there's a Pav in there somewhere. And what do we have on deck today? I have a story about Elvis. What do you have? Oh, I've got a story about the whatever, Jim Morrison. What should we start off with first? I don't know. Let's start off with Jim Morrison. I've always liked Jim Morrison. He is the Lizard King, after all. And then you just go with it. So that way people know what's going on. You gave him a little bit of a table of contents. And the story, the Elvis story, started off really good until you got into the weird stalking. Like, he's my Elvis. I love Elvis. That was a little weird. And then the fact that it kept going, I was like, Now, here's the one thing why I would give this podcast, like why I would listen to the rest of this show, which is really what you want. It's one thing to get them to click play. It's another one, can you get me to listen to a second one? And that is, I don't know any other podcast that is doing this. This is completely creative. It's kind of interesting because in a way, you got no control, right? Whatever the AI spits out is whatever you spit out. And that's where I would be tempted sometimes to maybe embellish a bit in case the AI, I don't know, completely sucks. So that's kind of going to be an interesting thing. I've done shows before where it's based on all feedback from people. And you're kind of like, what if I get like nothing? So all in all, especially for a second episode, this is great. For a first impression, like I say, tidy up that first intro, get to the stories as quickly as possible. And I love the fact that the behind the scenes stuff that you're doing is going to be at the end, because that's not what people tuned in for. But it's part of it. It's more information on AI. So all in all, for a second episode, you guys have kind of thought this out. Just a little stumbling there at the beginning, but I love the fact that you put the other stuff at the back so we could get to that story. So again, if you want to check it out, uncannyrobotpodcast.com. Thanks for saddling up with me, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're ready to start your own podcast or grow your podcast, check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com/start. Thanks for joining me on my mission as I help you make the best episodes possible. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.